Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
Imagine being trapped in a cage, yearning for freedom, only to discover the door has been unlocked all along. My friends, how often do we feel confined by our circumstances, unaware that freedom is within our grasp? Today, we will explore the profound truth of these words. Thou art loosed. A message of hope, empowerment, and divine release. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. Have you ever felt bound by invisible chains, struggling to break free from the shackles of fear, doubt, or past mistakes? The good news is that God has already set you free. As we read in Luke 4, verse 18, Jesus declared, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed." My dear friends, this powerful verse reminds us that our liberation has already been proclaimed by Christ himself. Just as a butterfly emerges from its cocoon, spreading its wings to soar, you too are destined to break free from whatever holds you back. We will explore 3 vital aspects of this divine loosing. Let us begin by opening our hearts to the liberating truth that awaits us. Number 1, recognizing your freedom. My friends, the journey to experiencing true freedom starts with recognizing that you are already loosed. Many of us live our lives unaware of the freedom that Christ has already secured for us. We're like eagles who've forgotten how to fly, content to waddle on the ground when we were meant to soar. The truth is, God has already broken every chain that once held you captive. In Galatians 5, verse 1, we read, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage." This verse reminds us that our freedom is not something that we need to earn or achieve. It's a gift already given. Christ has already done the work on the cross, declaring it is finished. Your part now is to recognize and accept this freedom. Often, we remain in bondage, not because we're still chained, but because we haven't realized the chains have fallen off. Some of us are like Lazarus, raised from the dead but still wrapped in grave clothes, needing to hear Jesus say, "Loose him and let him go." My dear friends, what are the grave clothes you're still wearing? Is it fear that keeps you bound? Perhaps it's guilt over past mistakes or shame that whispers you're not good enough. Maybe it's the opinions of others that have become a prison around you. Whatever it is, I want you to hear this truth today. You are loosed. In Christ, you have been set free from every form of bondage. Romans 8, verses 1 to 2 declares, "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." Can you grasp the power of these words? There is no condemnation for you in Christ Jesus. You have been made free from the law of sin and death. This means that your past no longer has the power to hold you back. Your mistakes don't define you. Your failures don't determine your future. You are loosed from every label that doesn't align with your identity in Christ. Recognizing your freedom means embracing this truth with your whole heart. It means waking up each day with the knowledge that you are no longer a slave, but a free child of God. In John 8, verse 36, Jesus says, "Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." My friends, this is not a maybe or a possibility. It's a promise from the Son of God himself. If he has made you free, you are free indeed. But
save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get a premium finish with less odor and fumes for your painting project with Rust-Oleum's low odor spray paint. It provides a long-lasting, durable finish, making it perfect for indoor or outdoor projects. Save big on Rust-Oleum spray paints now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Ignition is just the first step. It's not enough to know you're free in theory. You must begin to live as a free person. This means changing the way you think, speak, and act. It means refusing to entertain thoughts of bondage or limitation. It means speaking words of liberty over your life and circumstances. It means taking bold steps of faith, knowing that you're no longer held back by your past or your fears. Recognizing your freedom also involves seeing yourself through God's eyes. Too often, we define ourselves by our failures or our struggles. But God sees you as already victorious, already overcoming. in 1 Peter 2, verse 9, we're reminded of our true identity. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. You are chosen, royal, holy, and special to God. This is who you truly are, regardless of how you may feel or what circumstances may suggest. As you begin to recognize and embrace this freedom, you'll find that things that once held you back no longer have power over you. Addictions lose their grip. Fear dissipates in the light of faith. Doubt gives way to confidence in God's promises. My dear friends, I challenge you today to start seeing yourself as God sees you. Free, empowered, and full of potential. Begin to walk in the liberty that Christ has already secured for you. Remember, you are no longer a captive. You are loosed. Let this truth sink deep into your heart and transform the way you live. My friends, now that we've recognized our freedom in Christ, it's time to fully embrace our new identity. Who are you really? This question lies at the heart of our journey to living loosed. Many of us have allowed the world, our past, or our circumstances to define us. But the truth is, your real identity is found in Christ alone. In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, we read, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." This verse isn't just a nice sentiment. It's a powerful declaration of who you are in Christ. You are a new creation. The old you, with all its failures, weaknesses, and limitations, has passed away. You are now a brand new person in Christ. Embracing this new identity means letting go of old labels and mindsets. It means no longer defining yourself by your past mistakes or current struggles. Instead, you begin to see yourself as God sees you: righteous, holy, and beloved. In Ephesians 1 verses 3 to 4, Paul reminds us, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love." My dear friends, can you grasp the magnitude of these words? You were chosen by God before the world was even created. You are blessed with every spiritual blessing. You are holy and blameless before God. This is your true identity in Christ. But embracing this identity isn't always easy. The enemy of our souls often tries to keep us trapped in old ways of thinking. He whispers lies, reminding us of past failures and current weaknesses. But we must learn to counter these lies with the truth of God's Word. When the enemy says you're not good enough, remind him that you are complete in Christ. Colossians 2 verse 10 tells us, "And you are complete in Him, who is the head of all principality and power." When doubt creeps in, remember that you are more than a conqueror through Christ. Romans 8 verse 37 declares, "Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us." When fear tries to hold you back, remind yourself that you have not been given a spirit of fear. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 assures us, For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Embracing your new identity means living from a place of victory, not struggle. It means approaching life with confidence, knowing that you are backed by the power of the Almighty God. You are no longer a victim, but a victor in Christ. You are no longer defined by your weaknesses, but by His strength. In Christ, you are accepted, valued, and deeply loved. Nothing can change this truth. Not your past, not your mistakes, not your circumstances. Your identity in Christ is secure and unchanging. Ephesians 2, verses 4 to 6, beautifully expresses our new position in Christ. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. My friends, this is your new reality. You have been made alive with Christ. You have been raised up with Him. You are seated with Him in heavenly places. This is not something that will happen in the future. It's your current position in Christ. Embracing this identity means living from this heavenly perspective. It means facing each day with the knowledge that you are already victorious. It means approaching challenges, not in your own strength, but in the power of Christ who lives in you. As you embrace this new identity, you'll find that things begin to change in your life. Your prayers become bolder. Your faith becomes stronger. Your impact on the world around you becomes greater. You begin to live as the person God created you to be. Free, empowered, and full of purpose. Remember, you are no longer bound by your past or limited by your own abilities. In Christ, you have access to all of God's resources. Philippians 4, verse 13 reminds us, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This is not just a motivational quote. It's a promise from God's Word. Through Christ, you can overcome any obstacle. Through Christ, you can break free from any addiction. Through Christ, you can accomplish things you never thought possible. My dear friends, I encourage you to spend time meditating on these truths. Let them sink deep into your heart and mind. Begin to see yourself as God sees you, as His beloved child, empowered by His Spirit and destined for greatness. Speak these truths over yourself daily. When you look in the mirror, remind yourself of who you really are in Christ. As you fully embrace this new identity, you'll find yourself walking in a new level of freedom and power. My friends, now, it's time to step into the purpose for which God has set you free. Understand that God didn't loose you just for your own benefit. He set you free so that you could fulfill the unique calling that He has placed on your life. In Ephesians 2, verse 10, we read, For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. You are God's masterpiece, His workmanship. He has carefully crafted you with a specific purpose in mind. There are good works that God has prepared for you to do. These aren't just random acts of kindness, but a divine mission that only you can fulfill. Walking in your purpose starts with seeking God's will for your life. It means aligning your desires with his desires, your plans with his plans. Jeremiah 29, verse 11 reminds us of God's intentions for us. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. God's thoughts toward you are good. He has a future filled with hope planned for you. But to step into this future, you must be willing to let go of your own limited plans and embrace God's greater vision. This often requires stepping out of your comfort zone. It may mean leaving behind the familiar and venturing into the unknown. But remember, when God calls you to step out, he also empowers you to do so. Isaiah 41 verse 10 assures us, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." As you walk in your purpose, you'll face challenges and opposition. The enemy doesn't want you to fulfill your divine calling. He'll try to discourage you, to make you doubt, to tempt you to give up. But my dear friends, you must stand firm in the face of these attacks. Remember, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Walking in your purpose also means using your God-given gifts and talents. Each of you has been uniquely gifted by God. These gifts aren't for your own benefit, but for the building up of the body of Christ. 1 Peter 4 verse 10 instructs us, "As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God." Don't hide your talents or downplay your abilities. Instead, use them boldly for God's glory. As you do, you'll find yourself walking more fully in the freedom Christ has given you. Remember, you've been loosed not just from something, but for something. You've been set free to serve, to love, to make a difference in this world. Your purpose might involve ministry in the church. It might involve using your skills in the marketplace. It might involve reaching out to the lost, the hurting, the marginalized. Whatever it is, know that it's significant in God's eyes. No calling is too small when it comes from the heart of God. As you walk in your purpose, you'll find that your life takes on new meaning. You'll experience a deep sense of fulfillment and joy. You'll see God working through you in ways you never imagined. Philippians 2 verse 13 encourages us, "For it is God who works in you, both to will and to do for his good pleasure." God is at work in you, empowering you to fulfill his will. Your part is to cooperate with him, to yield to his leading, to say yes to his promptings. Walking in your purpose also involves perseverance. There will be times when you feel like giving up, times when the road seems too hard, the obstacles too great. But in these moments, remember the words of Galatians 6, verse 9. "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." Don't give up, my friends. Keep pressing forward. Keep believing. Keep serving. Keep loving. Your labor in the Lord is not in vain. As you walk in your purpose, you become a living testimony of God's grace and power. Your life becomes a beacon of hope to others who are still in bondage. Through you, others will see what it means to be truly loosed in Christ. They'll see freedom lived out in real time. They'll see the transformative power of God's love in action. My dear friends, I challenge you today to step into the purpose for which God has set you free. Don't hold back. Don't let fear or doubt keep you from fulfilling your divine calling. Remember, you are loosed. You are free to be who God created you to be. You are free to do what God has called you to do. I want to remind you of the words of Paul in Philippians 3, verses 13 to 14. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let this be your attitude as you move forward. Forget what lies behind. Press on toward what God has for you. You are loosed to fulfill your divine destiny. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, Creator of the heavens and the earth, I come before your throne of grace with thanksgiving and reverence. Your power is beyond understanding. Your love and your mercy are endless. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the author and finisher of my faith. I stand in wonder of your majesty, humbled by your presence and overwhelmed by your grace. Lord, I thank you for the freedom that you've given me through your Son, Jesus Christ. I'm grateful for the chains you've broken, the prison doors you've opened, and the new life you've breathed into me. Thank you for seeing me, not as I was, but as who I am in Christ. Merciful Father, I ask for your forgiveness, for my sins, and for the times I've lived beneath my true identity in you. Forgive me for the moments I've allowed fear, doubt, and insecurity to hold me back. As you've forgiven me, I also forgive those who have wronged me, releasing all anger and bitterness. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I am loosed from every bondage. I rebuke every spirit of fear, doubt, and unworthiness. In the name of Jesus, I bind the lies of the enemy that have kept me captive, and I claim the truth of your word in my life. I declare that every generational curse, every ungodly soul, tie, and every stronghold that has held me back is broken. Father, I pray for a deeper revelation of my true identity in Christ. Open the eyes of my heart to see myself as you see me. Help me to embrace the truth that I am your beloved child, chosen and set apart for your purposes. Empower me to walk in the fullness of who you've created me to be. Give me the courage to step out of my comfort zone and into the destiny that you've prepared for me. Lord, I ask for your healing touch upon every area of my life. Heal my body from all sickness and disease. Restore my mind from every trauma and negative thought pattern. Mend my emotions from past hurts and rejections. I declare that by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. Father, I pray for protection against every attack of the enemy. Shield me from spiritual warfare, from financial setbacks, and from conflicts in my relationships. Guard my heart, my mind, and my spirit from deception and discouragement. Surround me with your angels and hedge of protection. Lord, I lift up my loved ones to you. I ask that the same blessings of freedom identity and purpose that you've given me would flow into their lives. Loose them from every bondage. Reveal their true identity in you and guide them into their divine purpose. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come into agreement, standing on your word and your promises. In the name of Jesus, we declare that we are loosed from every chain that has held us back. We embrace our identity as your children, chosen and beloved. We step into the purpose that you've ordained for our lives. Fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit, empowering us to live lives that bring glory to your name. We claim victory over every obstacle, every sickness, and every attack of the enemy. We thank you for your protection, your provision, and your presence that goes before us. With all that is within us, we bless your holy name. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comment section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to the channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers to learn more about your new life and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Thank you.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.